Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching terrible game ideas from one board family. My name is Ryan Gutowski, and I'm here, as always, with Rick White. How are you, Rick?
I'm having, like, the strongest sense of deja vu right now is what's happening.
You are a big jerk. Just because I hit record and my computer didn't do its thing.
I don't know. Things just feel really familiar right now.
We recorded, like, 5 minutes into the show without my audio, so good stuff, good stuff. On the show today, we've got Tony Henderson of the Geek Versus podcast. Tony is our guest judge. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, I'm still pretty good, man. Thanks for having me back.
slightly less good than about 5 minutes ago, but, you know.
Everybody act natural. Everybody act natural like I didn't screw up.
Giving you something to edit.
As you mentioned, there was a recording issue, man. But anyone that's did podcasts, you know it happens all the time. Some less than others, but it's a rite of passage, and it happens. So no worries, man. I'm excited to be here still.
Awesome. Tell us about Geek Versus. What do you guys do?
Geek Versus podcast, it started about 4 years ago. It came out of my buddy Casey and I doing open mics and doing skits and sort of silliness and comedy. And then we met Betty through that open mic and added her to the show and just kind of talk pop culture, kind of with a geeky twist, a lot of, you know, Marvel movies and TV shows and just what's going on. Just recently, we were chatting about R. Kelly and The Masked Singer and so deep, you know, really serious topics.
World-changing topics, if you will, like The Masked Singer.
Yes.
Yeah. I did listen to that show, actually. That was a good one. So
I kid you not, I was just watching it before we met tonight to record.
To be honest, we would not be offended if you watched it while we record. Like, that is perfectly acceptable.
One of these things is entertaining.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry. What did you guys say? I was watching Terry Bradshaw sing. What did you? I missed that last pitch.
So Tony is on the show. He's going to be judging our two pitches. Myself and Rick are going to pitch board games to Tony, and he's going to share which one is the least crappy game. So Tony, you picked 80s TV shows as the theme. Do you feel confident that we can rise to the occasion?
No, not at all. But I was actually very excited because you were asking me about the show, and I was like, yeah, I like 80s shows. You're like, we'll do that. I was like, really? It's that easy? So
yeah, man.
I'm excited to see what you come up with.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and pitch first, and then Rick's going to pitch. My pitch is going to come from a beloved 80s TV show some may know as ALF. Do you remember that show?
Are you asking me if I remember ALF?
I'm asking you if you remember ALF.
Have you listened to our show? ALF is a running theme on our podcast.
Tony, it was the voice of ALF back in the 80s. Do you not remember?
I didn't realize that.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe you don't remember.
They put Tony
in that little suit.
So you win, right? Is that the end of the show?
That's it. No. Okay, so my game is called Cat Cafe, and it's a game set through the TV show of ALF. Welcome to the Cat Cafe, the finest dining on Melmac. With a single plate in the middle of the table, this is a dexterity game, by the way, players are attempting to stack cats of all shapes and sizes for dinner at the diner. Players are given 4 cards to start with, so the 4 cards are going to be really cutely illustrated, and you're going to have different sized, different colored and different shaped cats, and each one is going to match a wooden component that's in the box. These little wooden cats are going to be able to be stacked and put on top of one another, kind of like a reverse Jenga. The card gives a difficulty number of 1 to 5. So the rounded cat is going to be hard to stack. It's going to be a difficulty of 5, whereas the lower value cats are kind of flat and skinny and commonly referred to as roadkill. They have a small value. Players will choose a card and pass the other 3 to the left. So if you think the mechanics of Sushi Go, where you have a hand of cards, you're drawing one and secretly putting it down and then passing your cards to the left or right, same mechanic. When all the cards are used, players are going to play the cat of their choice out of the four cards that they drafted, and they, going around the table, place their cat on the plate, trying to balance them to the best of their ability. So if all of the cats make it without one falling off, round one ends, and then players are all given four new cards. Then basically you keep continuing play until a cat falls off or the stack falls. Players are given points based on the difficulty of the number of cats that were placed on the stack. So if you placed a 1, 4, 5, 1, you're going to add up those totals, and that's going to be your score. Now, causing the cat stack to fall, you're going to lose 10 points from your score. So the player who causes the fall is actually still going to make points. So you have a possibility of winning if you're really risking it, but you end up making a fall. So it all depends on how you want to play. It's a risky game of stacking delicious, juicy cats over at the Cat Cafe on Melmac.
I am in love. I literally can't remember if I said this already or on our previous botched recording. But Ryan, you already come out with an advantage. Rick, I have never met until now. So I really couldn't care less about this dude. But Ryan and I, you know, we've been fortunate to meet through mutual friends. We've had meals together. Yeah. We've played games. But even despite that, there's no way you could have known my love for all that is Gordon Shumway, which, by the way, us Alf heads know that's his real name. It's from the animated series. Yeah. Anyway, so I am ecstatic to come on another podcast and talk Alf. So I am through the
moon. I didn't know about your love for Alf.
Oh man,
I've only listened to a handful of the Geek Versus podcast, so I didn't get the Alf love through the couple episodes that I've listened to.
It's only through the stalking that Ryan does before our judges come on every single time.
It is a lot of stalking.
Just because he steals your social security number and looks up everything about you before you come on the episode, he gets rewarded. I'm not a fan of this. Invasion of privacy. I will say that I am disappointed that you don't have to put these cats and stack them with puppet hands. I feel like that's a thing that should be added as a difficulty level.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys remember the Burger King kids meals that used to come with the Alf puppets?
I know you're asking Rick, because I obviously remember. And
Yeah, you remember.
They came with albums. Rick, they came with records.
Yeah, they did. And I had the guitar one where he had the bandana and everything. Man, that thing was so cool. I had those up until a couple of years ago. It's got to be in a box.
I was going to say mine might be tucked away in an attic. Nice. Alf recently came back for an episode of Mr. Robot.
Really?
Yeah, it was the same actor.
Wow.
It's the puppeteers, the same guy that voices them. I can't remember his name. And yeah,
that's really cool.
It was the same, the real actor, the real puppet. I don't know if you watch Mr. Robot's not the most family friendly show, so suffice to say the character was under some influences and thus Alf showed up.
Gotcha.
Is it so I've been looking at the Wikipedia page for Alf while you're talking because that's
so that
I
you
do.
Know what Alf is.
Yeah, so
is
I can
what it is?
Because I know
Big
what
baby?
Alf is, but I'm not like 100% like familiar with all of Alf. I am noticing that in August they announced that there's development of an Alf reboot.
Yes.
So I don't know whether to be excited or disappointed. And because my attention is very weird in the way my brain operates, the funniest thing I found on the whole Wikipedia page is that the theme music was made by a person named Alf. I think that's hilarious.
Nice. And
I don't know why.
For those children listening, Rick, Alf was alien life form.
Yeah, they worked really hard on that. That's getting that acronym going.
Now, Rick, I give you a hard time because I don't know you. May I ask how old you are, or are you?
I am 31.
All right, that's not
not like a little baby, but Alf is a little before my. I mean, it was my time, but like I didn't know everything looked like Alf to me at that
age.
So everything.
I'm 39, and 8 years as an adult doesn't make that big of a difference, but it's a huge difference in. Like a pop culture generation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know what? That's okay because I did some research for mine, and I think my pitch is going to be good to go. So my game is just called The A-Team. Let's not get it fancy or anything. Let's just go straight to something. You know, the title tells you what's going on. This game's going to play similar to a cross between Burgle Bros and games like Ghostbusters, Zombicide, or Gloomhaven, where the tiles are laid out to represent the land for each round. So players are going to take on one of the roles of the A-team. Of the four original members, maybe in an expansion, we'll throw in the fifth member that showed up in season four. Yes, I did research.
Wow.
And then they must defeat their enemies and accomplish the mission. So you got Hannibal, who's kind of your king of disguises, helps you get into the more difficult to access areas. Face Man's going to be the sweet talker and maybe convinces the enemy to help you. And we got Murdoch. Mad Murdoch's going to help for the transportation, getting you around the map quickly. And then, of course, Mr. T. Yes, I know that wasn't his name on the show, but that's his name, okay? Let's, like, not get crazy. He takes care of business with his fists, and as a mechanic, he works to fix things that maybe you got to get a plane out of something, so he's got to take care of that and fix it. You'll have missions based on episodes. Now, I have never seen a complete episode of the A-Team. I always watch, like, catch it in little parts, and I'm like, this is very entertaining. So I looked up, like, best episodes, and so here are some things that I got for missions. You have to rescue a religious artifact. You have to stop the outbreak of a revolution. Maybe you have to hang out with Hulk Hogan because he's your best friend. Or you have to deal with your agent delivering Boy George instead of Cowboy George to your country music concert. These were all episodes, and I find that all amazing. You'll take your turns, and on your turn, you got like special abilities for each character, like I mentioned, that you can do, or maybe you're moving around the board or attacking enemies, very similar to any kind of those games that I mentioned before, where you've got like range to your attacks and things like that. And of course, sometimes things are going to explode, and if you cause things to explode, it'll flip over the board tile so that you've got a new layout for your land and how you move around based on the explosion. So we're going to pack in 10 to 12 episodes worth of missions, and of course that gives us plenty of room to make money off of expansions. And you know what? Because we're going to launch this on Kickstarter, we'll have little miniatures that are way overdone that have no business having the amount of detail that they have on them, so that we can charge $127 for
and of
the
course
A-team.
A first player token of the van.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that'll be the first. Yes, exactly. And of course, the base level at $127 comes with no pledge
stretch goals.
No stretch goals. You have to pay extra for those. So that is the A-team.
Wow. So, Rick, it's funny. I'm just going to say this before Tony adds his piece to this. But I have this thing at work that when people talk about something that is common knowledge, like they'll be like, you know, in this Marvel movie, this, and they'll talk at length about it. And then I'll step back and I'll put my hand on my chin and I'll go, so let's just say somebody was listening and maybe they were a complete moron. And they had the question of, who is Iron Man? What would you say to that person? Your pitch is kind of like that. It's like, I have no clue who the A-Team is.
Exactly.
But according to my 3 minutes of research,
exactly,
the A-Team is... I love this so much.
The other things I know about the A-Team are that BA really doesn't like getting on planes. That's like the extent of my knowledge.
You know, I almost...
I've reached the limits.
I almost quizzed you on that. I was like, let me get this real quick, but you really did do your homework.
There you go. That's pretty much all I know. End of list.
That's all there is to know. That's all there is to know. Unless you know what BA stands for, which...
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Never mind.
Nope. Not at all. Hold on. I'm on
you
Wikipedia.
Can look it up on
I can tell you pretty
I'll
soon.
I'll tell you after the show.
So, Tony, you've heard two pitches. Do you have any questions that you might want to ask us fantastic game designers?
Go back to the ALF one.
It's a very loose term.
So you're stacking cats. Is there an ALF? Is it just thematically ALF, or is there a figure?
It's thematically ALF. So on the front cover, what I'm picturing is ALF kind of like holding a platter of cats, and he's standing in front of his home of Melmac and this beautiful diner in the background. Maybe it has a really nice UV coat finish on it. It's got a little gloss to it. It's a little shine. It's like, oh man, if you're an ALF fan, you're like, I got to get that for the family. you know, watch our reruns of ALF while we play Cat Cafe. And then, of course, people who like cat cafes, they'll be like, this is a different type of cat cafe. I don't know this, but they'll buy it anyway because it says cats.
That is true. That's, I feel like you really thought that out.
I have.
And ironically enough, when I lived in Germany, ALF, years past its time, was super popular. So I feel like the popularity of ALF in Germany, the popularity of board gaming and Euro gaming, it just may work.
So he was kind of
so
like
then
the
I'm gonna
David
change,
Hasselhoff
I'm gonna
after
change,
David
yeah,
Hasselhoff.
Mine is going to be Knight Rider the game because I'm going for the same. I'm going to go for the same audience here. Please give me a second. I'll write this up.
Get away from my audience.
So I have to pick one, huh?
Yep, you got to pick one. Well, so tell us what you think.
Let me say I legitimately, and I'm not just being nice, legitimately like them both and was impressed with the episodes that I listened to that I wasn't on of the ideas of games you guys came up with. I would play all of these. I actually think the...
Your standards are low, sir.
Well, Ryan, you've met some of my friends, so... I legitimately think the A-Team game would probably sell, and would probably sell well. And if it was anybody else, they would pick the A-Team game. But I have a soft spot for ALF, and I am that guy that we would have to buy that for the family. I don't even have a family. Like, I'm not married. I don't have children. But it would be some family member I would buy ALF for.
Yeah, yeah.
I am just, unfortunately, just too partial to ALF that it is almost unfair. But I would have to go. Mm. I would have to go with whatever the game was, the one that said ALF, because that's all that matters.
What was the one that
said
ALF?
What the crap? That one that said ALF, I have no clue what you're
doing. I like the idea
it,
of you walking up to some family in Target and saying, excuse me, can I please buy this ALF game for you?
Yeah,
I will purchase it and then put it in your cart as you leave the store.
Can we have dinner together tonight, please?
I'll do
invite me over.
Donations for Christmas presents and whatever. There will be numerous families will get the ALF that have no idea what it is.
It's called Cat Cafe. You know, so
where you stack the cats. I listened, but it was irrelevant after ALF.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Rick,
funny.
My only advice, I think, would be next time you would really have to go deep, like a deep cut, like a Small Wonder. You can Google that later and Wikipedia.
Why later when I can do it right now?
Yeah, he hasn't been paying attention for 15 minutes.
Who are you, by the way? No.
And I would recommend do check out some A-Team when you get a chance. It's
pretty good.
Me and YouTube are going to have a fun time.
It's brilliantly 80s. And I'll say this will be an exclusive for your listeners. It might be a better show than ALF.
What?
Oh, snap.
What?
Yeah, ALF does not hold up long term. I've
you
tried
mean
to rewatch
a
ALF.
A show in which one of the major characters is a puppet? Does it hold up well as you go through the years? No.
Hold on, Fraggle Rock did hold up. Okay.
Did it.
Yes.
As well as Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs was rough. I cried at that finale. Anyway.
I don't think Rick has any idea what you're talking about, but
he has no clue. He said, "Oh yeah, dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs."
Listen, I know not the mama. Come on now. Like right. We hit that pretty hard in my childhood.
So that'll do it for this episode of Will It Game. Remember, as always, you have a role in this show. Head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily and vote for your favorite game pitch. Let us know what you thought. Comment on our two pitches. Did you think the A-Team deserved the win? Or do you agree with Tony with Cat Cafe, the finest dining on Melmac? So that'll do it. Tony, where can people find you?
You didn't give the catchphrase for A-Team. That wasn't really fair. It was just you can pick the A-Team one or
the better one.
Yeah. If you win, you get a tagline. That's the new rule that Ryan is implementing
right
now.
Yeah, I just started now.
Thank you guys so much for having me, man. This was hilarious. You can find the Geek Versus podcast wherever you download One Board Family. Well, unless you go to the website. You can also go to geekversus.com.
Yeah, geekversus.
We don't have One Board Family there. But any we're on social media as Geekversus. We're in your podcast app as Geekversus. And that is it. Thank you guys again for having me.
Awesome, man. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, we will see you at the table.
All right, good run through. Third time's a charm. Let's do this.
You're such a jerk.
4Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.